The study adds to a growing body of evidence that social and environment considerations impact ADHD diagnosis and treatment. Lead author Marissa King says while poor kids are more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD,
school-based selective stimulant use is more common among middle-class and upper-middle-class kids and their less advantaged peers.
King also found that kids who lived in areas with stricter school accountability policies were more likely to cut back on the medication in the summer. Tony Rothstein is a child psychologist at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. He says these findings are not proof that kids are taking the drugs just to get ahead in school.
The implication is that this is a cognitive enhancer. I think that would be a dangerous conclusion. For a certain percentage of children, ADHD seems to be a disorder of academic performance. They may not be as affected by their symptoms when the school year is over.
Rothstein says kids who only need the drug during school can still have a legitimate ADHD diagnosis. He says there's no documented long-term health concerns for kids cycling on and off the stimulants. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.